AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. Brittany Griner says she is grateful to be back home in the U.S. Griner spent 10 months in a Russian prison. In a statement on Instagram, Griner also said she plans to play basketball again for the WNBA's Phoenix Mercury. Vanessa Nygaard is the coach of the Mercury.
We just want to make sure that we're respectful of her needs in this transition, but we are looking eagerly forward to welcoming her back to our community.
Griner also said she will do whatever she can to help release Americans who are being held in Russia. Douglas Jensen, a construction worker from Iowa and a QAnon follower, was sentenced to 5 years in prison for his role in the Capitol riot. Wearing a T-shirt celebrating the QAnon conspiracy theory with his arms spread, Jensen became part of one of the most memorable images from the riot last year. The European Union says its latest round of sanctions will hit Russia's military-industrial complex, as well as people and groups that are attacking Ukrainian civilians or kidnapping children. At the White House, advisor John Kirby says some U.S. energy-related aid has reached Ukraine.
It includes the kinds of equipment that they need to make emergency repairs, such as relays and bus bars and surge arresters, disconnectors, circuit breakers, that kind of thing.
European Commission President Ursula von der Leyen says their sanctions will push the Russian economy and war machine further off the rails. Oberlin College has completed paying out a $25 million judgment to a bakery in Ohio that won a legal lawsuit against the school after a shoplifting incident involving three black students. Workers at Starbucks around the country are planning a three-day strike starting today. It's all part of an effort to unionize Starbucks stores. Stocks remain lower on Wall Street. This is AP News. A tale of two districts as school boards consider stretching the school year.
Richmond, Virginia school superintendent Jason Camras was looking for ways to recoup after 2.5 years of interrupted schooling when he proposed extending the school year. The plan met opposition from parents, teachers, and school board members who said it would be too expensive and disruptive. Camras said defaulting to the status quo felt like a defeat. Fix everything, but don't change anything, he says. Meanwhile, Hopewell, 20 miles away, became the first Virginia district to adopt full-year schooling system-wide last year. The 4,000-student district, where 91% of students are economically disadvantaged and 60% are black, had been studying the idea since before the pandemic. Intersession classes are optional, and this year, around 25% of students participated. Superintendent Melody Hackney attributes the low turnout to the program's newness. She's now considering making the extra sessions mandatory for the students who are furthest behind. I'm Jennifer King.
I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.